Hi, Jessica. Good afternoon. My name is John, and I'm calling from a recorded line. This is about the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you received Depo injections in the past and later developed a tumor called a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Have you gotten an attorney yet to help you with filing a claim?
No.
And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And just to confirm again, Jessica, you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
Okay, and what type of meningioma was it? Was it of the brain or the spine?
The brain.
Okay. And before I go any further, I do need to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents with another law firm? Is that true?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And you're an adult at 18, you're the injured party, so you could file this claim?
Yes.
Okay. And Jessica, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, the law firm does ask for the approximate date of diagnosis. When were you diagnosed with a meningioma?
August 18th of 2020.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. August 18th of 2020. Okay. And could you provide me your date of birth, please?
10/9/89.
October 9th, 1989.
Great.
Thank you. And then this question asks if you know any other person that also received Depo injections and also developed a meningioma.
No.
Okay. And did you consume the brand name Depo-Provera made by Pfizer?
Pfizer.
Okay, was the brand name. All right. And which injectable did you use? Was it just the straight Depo-Provera or was it the Depo sub-Q Provera?
It was a Depo Provera.
It was Depo-Provera. Okay, thank you. And you already answered this question. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. Is that right?
Yes,
And
four
during that
years.
year, for 4 years, okay. And you did get at least four injections in 1 year prior to your diagnosis?
I got four shots every 3 months.
That's right. Okay. That's the regimen. Okay. All right. The law firm also asks if you could provide us the approximate dates of your injections. So when did you begin receiving injections?
March of 2016.
March of 2016. Okay. So I'm going to put March 1st, 2016. And then when did you stop getting injections?
August of 2020.
Okay. I'll say like August 18th, when you learned that you got developed a meningioma is when you stopped getting the injections. Would that be okay? Or do you think it was a few days? Oh, go
I
ahead.
took the test August 12th.
August 12th? Okay. So I'll put August 12th is
And
when you.
then I was diagnosed, I think it was like August 18th.
That's right. Okay, good. Okay. What I did is I put the that you stopped taking Depo-Provera like August 12th as the approximate date. And it's approximate because the law firm would request medical records. And then your responses do answer this next question, which is, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through present date? The answer is yes, because you used it between 2016 and 2020. And could you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Okay, and then your marital status?
Single.
Okay, thank you. And then your first name, Jessica, is spelled Jessica.
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a middle initial, Jessica?
L.
Okay, L as in like Lynn?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then last name is Reddix, REDDIX?
Yes.
And I take it you do not have a suffix like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay. The law firm does, if they agree to take your case, they're going to have to submit a request for medical records, which they'll need your social to put on that request for medical records form. Can I get the last four of your social, please?
6103.
6103. Thank you. All right. And then your email address, towards the end of our call, if you meet the criteria, I'll have you sign an agreement between you and the law firm that allows the law firm to take your case and represent you and request medical records. If they are successful in getting you compensation for damages, you'll get 60% of the recovery. The firm will get 40%. That's standard for a mass tort lawsuit or a personal injury lawsuit such as this. And then any copies of these forms, I will send to your email address. I have, you put Red X, your last name, then your first name at gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then this phone number, is this your mobile number, 228-355-6717?
Yes.
Okay. It may seem as if you're all finished getting signed up to participate in this lawsuit after we're done doing this interview, signing the agreement between you and the law firm, and then signing the request for medical records. But there is one final step, and that is called a case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm. It should happen within a day or two. Today is Friday. If it doesn't happen today, it probably will happen on Monday. And it'll be a quick call, Jessica. They just want to confirm what you and I spoke with, that one, you did get depot injections in the first place. Two is you did develop a tumor called a meningioma. And then third, that you're both on the same page, that it's okay to work on your case and request medical records. That's called a case verification call. I do need to ask, what is the best time that you can be reached for that call? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime.
Anytime. Okay. Can I put afternoon? Would that be okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you, Jessica. And then I'll next need your address, please.
6001 Hollis Street.
Is that H-O-L-L-I-S, Hollis Street?
H-O-L-L-I-S-T.
Oh, I-S-T. Okay. And that's in Houston, Texas?
No, that's Moss Point, Mississippi.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Let me repeat the spelling of the name. It's, well, the address. I have 6001 Hollis, H-O-L-L-I-S-T.
Moore Point, Mississippi, 39563.
Thank you. 1 second. Interesting. That address isn't coming up for some reason. 6001 Hollist, H-O-L-L-I-S-T, Moore Point, Hollis Street.
Hollis Street, Moore Point, Mississippi.
Yeah, and that's H-O-L-L-I-S-T?
Correct.
Okay. Is Moore Point spelled M-O-R-E?
No, M-O-S-S, and then point, P-O-I-N-T.
Okay. Oh, you know what? It comes up as 6001 Hollis Circle, Moss Point, Mississippi, 39563. Is that the right address?
Yeah, as long as it's 6001 Hollis Street. But it, yeah. I guess it could be Circle. I don't know.
Okay. And it is Moss Point, and the zip code is 39563?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, Google actually, this application is connected to the internet, and it confirms the address, and it comes up as Circle. That's a house, right? There's no apartment number or unit number?
No, it's a house.
Okay, thank you. And then when you received depo injections, did you get the injections provided to you or administered to you by a doctor or medical staff, or did you do it yourself?
It was by a doctor.
It was by a doctor, okay. And then how many times were you injected with the product, with Depo-Provera?
Four shots every 3 months.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And then do you know the name of the doctor or medical staff member that administered your Depo-Provera?
Dr. Tracy Ross.
Dr. Tracy Walsh, okay.
Ross, R-O-T-H.
Oh, R-O-T-H, okay. I see Dr. Tracy Roth. Looks like she's in at 1601 Center Street in Mobile, Alabama. She's an OBGYN.
Yes, she's OBGYN.
Okay, thank you very much. And she's the person that administered the depo injections. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And did she work for, did you get the injections through her office? Like, or do you know if she,
Pascagoula,
what's that?
Pascagoula Hospital,
Pascagoula,
right,
huh?
2809 Denny Avenue.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please. 2809 Denny Avenue.
Yes.
Okay. And that's where you got the injections, Pascagoula
Yes.
Hospital. Okay, thank you. Bear with me here. And I found the phone number for them, 228-809-5000.
No, the for Tracy Roth, it's 251-478-5005.
You know what? Okay, so can you repeat that number? I apologize. The phone number for Dr. Tracy Roth?
251
Area code 251.
478-5005.
Okay, let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. The address, I mean, the phone number is 251-478-5005.
Yes.
And that's to Dr. Tracy Roth. Okay. And where you got the injections was at Pascagoula Hospital?
Yes.
At 2809
Denny
Denny
Avenue.
Ave yeah, Denny Avenue. I'm sorry. Thank you. And how did they detect your meningioma? Was it through a CT scan, an MRI, or was it a combination of both?
They did a CT scan of my head, and
Mm-hmm.
they also did a biopsy.
Okay. Let me make a note of that. So I made a note, meningioma detected by CT scan and biopsy. Okay, thank you. All right, and then what was the who was the doctor that found the meningioma or diagnosed your meningioma, in other words?
The doctor
That discovered your meningioma.
the neurosurgeon that performed everything was Dr. James Hirsch.
Oh, James Hirsch. Okay. Now, Dr. James Hirsch, he's the one that treated you, right? Or do you
Yes.
mean, like he's the one that did the biopsy?
No, he's the one
Treated
that
you.
treated me.
Okay, I found them. Dr. James Hirsch. Was it also at Pascagoula Hospital?
He's the neurosurgeon. I have his telephone number if you need it.
Well, does what is his phone number and what's the name of the facility?
It was also the hospital, Denny Avenue.
Okay, thank you. Give me one second here. Okay. So Dr. James Hirsch, neurosurgeon, Pascagoula Hospital. And that's at Denny Avenue.
Yes.
And you have a phone number for Dr. Hirsch?
251
Okay.
287 2176.
Okay, let me repeat that to make sure I have the phone number correct. 251-287-2176.
Yes.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
Brain surgery and radiation therapy.
Okay, brain surgery and radiation therapy. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Well, that's the whole point of getting an attorney to help you get compensated for damages.
Okay.
They'll do this on a contingency basis. I should let you know that. What that means is they don't get paid unless they're successful in getting you compensated for damages. Damages are past and future medical bills, like future medical bills going covering your entire treatment, as well as pain and suffering, as well as a loss of income, like when you have to stop working and not get paid because you're getting treatment, though that's part of the compensation. All right. Okay, so all right, now I've learned that Dr. Tracy Roth is the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera and gave you the shots. I've learned that Dr. James Hirsch is the doctor that treated your meningioma. he had the plantar brain surgery and radiation therapy. Was it a different doctor that actually confirmed that you have a meningioma, or was it Dr.
No,
James?
It was Dr. Tracy Roth.
Oh, Dr. Tracy Roth. Okay, she's also the doctor that found your meningioma.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right. And again, she's at Pascagoula Hospital.
Yes.
Okay. And I already have the address. And I have her phone number, 251-478-5005. And her specialty is OBGYN.
Correct.
Okay. And then did you have a prior cancer diagnosis before they found the meningioma?
No.
In other words, okay, no, okay. All right. And let me do this again. Dr. Tracy Roth is the doctor that prescribed the depo injections. And we already have her address, 2809 Denny Avenue. We have a phone number, 251-478-5005. That's interesting that this doctor, Dr. Roth, not only did she prescribe you Depo-Provera and administer the injection, she's also the one that found the meningioma.
Yes.
Okay. And since you got the injections from the hospital or from Dr. Roth, you never went to like a CVS and got the medicine and injected yourself, right?
No.
Okay.
All my injections were done from her.
Okay. And were you hospitalized for your meningioma? The answer is yes, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would that have been around the time you were diagnosed, August 18th, or would it have been your treatment dates?
I was diagnosed August 18th of 2020.
Okay. And then approximately when were you hospitalized for your meningioma? Was it the same day you were diagnosed? Were you in the hospital?
I received the treatment in 2020, so I was hospitalized like for 1 month. So it was during the time I received my treatment.
Would you say like August 18th to like September 18th you were in the hospital?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yes, it was
about 30 days. Okay. All right. Okay. And then do you happen to have any medical records that can confirm your diagnosis or show your treatment plan?
Yes, I can. I can release
authorization. Okay.
Authorization for my medical records.
Okay, great. And then the law firm does ask for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you can't be reached for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
I don't have anyone to be listed.
No family members that could be like your backup in case something happens? Keep in mind that if you were to pass before a resolution is reached or recovery is reached, that person could potentially, if it's your survivors, like, you know, if you have kids or if your parents, if you're not married, it could be your adult kids. If it's not your kids, it could be your parents.
I have a daughter.
You have a daughter? Okay. Does she live with you?
Yes.
Okay. She would be your emergency contact. And then what is her name?
Ja'Kayla.
And could you spell that out for me, please?
J-A-K-A-Y-L-A.
Okay. J-A-K-A-Y-L-A?
Yes.
Same last name, Reddix?
Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S.
Oh, that's Rogers with a D.
Yes.
Okay. And what is her phone number?
Her number is, I don't know it by heart. It's 228 278-6202, but she's also a minor.
She's a minor? Okay, that's all right. I believe that's okay. Area code 228-278-6202?
Yes.
Okay. And then you wouldn't know her email address, would you?
No.
Okay.
We don't have an email.
Okay. All right. And then she lives with you?
Yes.
Okay. If mail goes to Hollis Circle, will you still get it?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. 395-63. Okay. Well, I want to say thank you for being very patient through these questions. Those were screening questions, and you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. So the next step is actually to send you a text message with a link to the forms. Again, that's authorizing the law firm to represent you on a contingency basis, which simply contingency simply means that they don't get paid unless they're successful in getting you compensated for damages. In the unforeseen event they're not successful, you would not owe anything to the law firm. That's what contingency means. You wouldn't pay them anything. So we will be finished once we complete the signing. Before I send you the text message with those forms, I do need to make sure I've got this information correct. Regrettably, Jessica, you were diagnosed with a meningioma August 18th, 2020. Your date of birth is 10/9/1989. You did receive depot injections for approximately a year, March 2016 to August 2020. And that's after receiving depot injections minimally for 1 year, which you surpassed that. And you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. I've confirmed your spelling of your first name and your last name. I've confirmed the last 4 of your social, your email address, your phone number, and your residence. Gathered the information about the name of the doctors or medical staff that administered the depot injections. I've named, captured the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma, which is the same as the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera, that OBGYN. And then we also captured the name of the doctor that treated your meningioma. Everything looks good. In a few seconds, you're going to get that text message with a link to the forms. And once we finish signing, you and I will be done. But don't forget, there is the case verification call that could happen today, but maybe Monday of next week. And I'll send you my contact information by text message. So if you don't hear from the firm by Tuesday, you can call me. Because I'm not the lawyer, obviously. I'm the case intake specialist. I do this screening to see if you meet the criteria. Okay, by now you should have received a text message from me.
Yes. I just clicked on it. It's saying something about
DocuSign. Yes, correct. So that's the name of the program, this computer program that allows for us to do electronic signing. So you'll click on that link. You'll have to agree to SMS messages. And then you'll see a box where you'll have to agree to electronic records and signatures. And then at the top of that same page, you'll find the yellow navigation buttons beginning with start.
Okay, then, it's saying this envelope was also sent by email.
Yes.
So hit continue.
Yes, hit continue. So what that means, that message basically says copies of the same forms are sent to your email. Don't forget
okay.
They're there.
And then it has a blue box, and then it's like, it's for a check. I agree to these, to use electronic records and signatures.
Correct, yes.
Okay, and then hit continue.
Yes, correct. And the continue is going to show you each page, each place on the page that you need to put a signature or initial. And you can either draw the signature, your signature in the box, or you can just select style to the left, and that'll actually choose a signature for you.
So let's see. This one say accepted by, so I need a sign. Oh, I need to clear this. Not the best, but so do I just hit adopting sign?
Yes, adopting sign, correct.
Okay.
And then, you can put your finger on the yellow boxes that need signatures. And then when you're done signing, you'll hit the finish button.
Okay.
Are you all finished?
Yes, it's like you're done signing.
Okay. Now, here's what I'm going to do next. I'm in Irvine, California, and I want you to know, have a record of who the person was that helped you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. So what I've done is I've sent you a text message from my office line. I'm from a 949 area code. So you always have that message. You can add me to your contacts, and you have my email address. And then at the you'll notice the last sentence, important reminder, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm A4D or Pulaski Kirker. So the name of the firm, actually there's three firms that are going to be representing you to take this case, because this is a complex case. I think there's I think they said something to the effect of like 76,000 people worldwide have received depot injections. And so this case is going to continue to grow. And so you can see the law firm is a very reputable law firm, very experienced. It's a national firm based in Houston, Texas, Pulaski Kirker. You're going to get a call from their phone number, which should be a 909 area code. And then once that case verification call is complete, they'll tell you that, hey, the next step we're going to do, meaning not me, but the law firm is going to say like, okay, now we're going to request medical records. Because remember, the whole case verification is quickly confirming that you received depot injections, you were diagnosed with a meningioma, and it's okay for the law firm to request to start working on your case by requesting medical records. Once they get those records back, they can start building an assessment of what to request for compensation for damages from Pfizer, from the makers of this injection, this medicine.
Okay.
Is there any questions I can answer for you, Jessica?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, I want to say thank you for letting me help you. I'm sorry about these unfortunate circumstances that even brought us together in the first place, but I do want to assure you that you're about to be in good hands with this firm, very good, reputable firm, very experienced. It's going to take time.
Yes, sir, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a Merry Christmas, okay, Jessica?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.